And with that, we are going to move to our two resolutions that are from the petitions that we took up earlier in our meeting, and Director Kirschman is with us to go over those. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Chris Hall is going to be passing out to all of you hard copies of the draft resolutions that were created for the two petitions that you had discussed today and took action on. So I'm going to give Chris 6.2 seconds to get those passed out, and the timer has started. I'm joking. Thank you, Chris. All right, commissioners, in front of you, the first one would be 24-17. That is the resolution related to the first petition that had to do with the request to make non-resident trapping in line with the resident trapping regulations. As we talked about, there certainly is additional privileges that are granted to residents compared to non-residents, and that would be the very last whereas on the bottom of the first page. And then if you turn your page to page number two, the top couple of whereas, then also, as we talked about how residents do express concern when there's an influx of non-resident trappers, when fur markets do escalate or go to higher levels in that competition that does result from some of those situations. And the fact that right now, under the current structures that we have in place, we believe that they are fair and reasonable from the standpoint of residents and non-residents, and that season structures seem to be working very well. So, if that fits the conversation that we all had in respect to that petition, I would ask that you take your favorable approval of 24-17 and finalize that petition.
Very good. Any questions regarding the resolution before us? Seeing none, we do need a motion and a second to adopt the resolution. Moved by Commissioner White, seconded by Commissioner Beese. All those in favor of adopting resolution 24-17, say aye. Aye. Those opposed, that resolution is adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. The second one would be 24-18. Again, the petition submitted by Mr. Cherkis. This one has to do with the coyote bounty program located specifically within the Black Hills. Again, if you look at the very bottom, whereas on page number one, just talks about the opportunities that are provided right now for the take of coyote in South Dakota. We did extend season opportunities in Custer State Park as well. And then if you go to the second page, again, talking about that harvest, there is no limit of coyotes for both residents, non-residents. Moving on, confirming that those in a bounty program request that was brought forward to you, confirming that those coyotes would be removed from the Black Hills specifically would have its challenges, especially from confirmation and enforcement. And then the last one, right now, the department does not have funds set aside for this type of program available for a county bounty program in our coyote bounty program within the Black Hills. So again, if that meets the conversation that was had for this respective petition, would ask for you to pass 24-18 as well.
Any questions and or comments regarding the resolution before us? Seeing none, we need a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner Beese, seconded by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor of adopting resolution 24-18, say aye. Aye. Those opposed, that resolution is adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for that. And I think I will just